Yeah, man. Frampton. From Frampton Comes Alive, our old friend Squat requested this. Good old Squat. Yeah,
Squat
Triple Play Thursday.
Share how he got his nickname.
Oh, he did. How did Squat get his name?
He got it from a high school football coach, because apparently Squat had to use the washroom quite a bit before games. So that's the nickname the old ball coach gave him.
That's a lovely nickname. All right, Squat. Thank you. All right. Okay, Esmeralda was on vacation for a week, so we thought we'd welcome her back with one of her favorite segments. Pop-up video challenge, and Dave Ennett is probably driving to Schaumburg right now, so he'll get to hear Esmeralda's lovely singing voice at some point. So,
oh boy,
yeah, and look at Skip Skipley, everybody, back from retirement.
Hey, how are you?
How are you doing, Skip?
Good.
Did you enjoy your retirement?
Had a heck of a shuffleboard game with Bob Eubanks.
You're playing shuffleboard with Bob Eubanks
yep.
now. Oh, good.
Yeah.
All right. Well, are we ready to begin, Skip Skipley?
Let's start.
All right. All right. Skip Skipley is back, everybody. All right. Well, who goes first?
We'll start with you, Mr. DiGiulio.
Oh, for God's sake.
Nina's 99 Red Balloons.
Oh, no.
Please sing along.
Now, wait a minute. Do I have to sing it in English? I have to sing it. I can sing it in English because
hey,
I don't know
hey,
the.
Hey, if you want to go with the other
well,
language,
said,
which may come
no, but,
up later.
But you said 99 Red Balloons, not Luft Balloons. So, okay. 99 Red Balloons are in the sky today. 99 Red Balloons going by to the day. 99 Red Balloons go by. Dun, 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 dun. Dun, 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 dun.
Bravo.
Very
impressive.
Thank
yes.
you very much. Thank you. All right.
Esmeralda.
Can I just say something real
sure,
quick, Skip? Skip,
please.
I guarantee you that there will be questions about armpit hair on this card.
Hmm.
I guarantee
we'll
you.
We'll see if you're right.
Okay. All right. Go ahead.
Nina is wearing what sort of pants popularized by The Doors' Jim Morrison? In this video, Nina is wearing what sort of pants?
Leather?
Leather pants is correct.
Mm. Oh! All right.
Mr. DiGiulio.
What happened?
Versions of this song were recorded in what two languages?
English and German.
You are correct.
Okay.
Esmeralda, what quote-unquote jarring event happens behind Nina as she sings in the video?
Explosions.
That is correct.
All right. What is it? A jarring event?
What? Explosions aren't jarring?
No,
to
I
you?
Know, but it's just a very weird. I don't know. Okay, go ahead.
It's an interesting choice of words. I do agree. Mr. DiGiulio, we're in the extra credit.
Oh, the extra credit, pop culture extra credit.
Yes.
Bonus.
Who is the captain on the Star Trek Next Generation?
Do I have to... His
the
whole...
character name.
Oh, Luke Picard.
Jean-Luc Picard.
Right.
Captain Jean-Luc Picard.
Okay.
I don't know what that has to do with Red Balloons.
What would that be, folks? Why would they ask that question?
Because yes. Jean-Luc Picard would be French, right?
Right.
So it wouldn't be German.
Right.
99.
Picard. I don't know.
The red shirts on the Star Trek, but... That would be a stretch.
I don't know.
So,
anybody know? Try to figure that one out. 312-981-7200. Okay, Skip Skipley.
Esmeralda, this is multiple choice. What is the name of Leather Tuscadero's band on Happy Days?
Okay.
Leather and the Lace, The Hides, Fonzie's Ladies, or Leather and the Suedes? What is the name of Leather Tuscadero's band on Happy Days? Leather and Lace, The Hides, Fonzie's Ladies, Leather and the Suedes.
I'm going to say Fonzie's Ladies.
That is incorrect.
Leather and the Suedes.
Leather and the Suedes is correct.
Yeah. Yeah, Susie Quattro, baby. Little Susie Quattro for you. Remember Pinky Tuscadero? It was Pinky and there was leather.
No.
Come on, it's Happy Days. All right.
All right. Mr. Gigilio, you actually answered this question before. What is the German title of this song?
Oh, 99 Luftballons.
99 Luftballons is correct.
Oh.
Another multiple choice for Esmeralda.
Oh, come on.
Which state in the United States has a city named Fireworks? Is it A, Nevada, B, New Mexico, C, Mississippi, D, Massachusetts? What?
Did you stop by Fireworks last week?
Fireworks, Massachusetts?
Which state in the United States has a city named Fireworks?
I'm going to go with Massachusetts.
You are correct.
Wow, look at that. You just because you were ensconced in Massachusetts.
Well, no, I'm thinking because of all the patriotic stuff.
Oh, sure. Well, you would think that Indiana would have one.
Right.
Yeah, I was waiting for Indiana.
Yeah. Just...
All right. We would like to thank several texters. We have an explanation on Captain Kirk.
Okay. Kirk.
She references Captain Kirk in the song.
She does, doesn't she?
The lyrics go as such. 99 knights of the air riding super high-tech jet fighters. Everyone's a superhero. Everyone's a Captain Kirk.
Wow. Thank you, listeners. See, my listeners are smart. Especially about songs like 99 Luftballons.
One of my life goals is to be able to sing that in German.
This is one of your life goals.
It's on my bucket list.
Is to be able to sing 99 Luftballons in the original version.
Yeah.
Okay.
How great could you to pull that out, like if you're doing a karaoke?
You should also, the German one.
Yeah, Mr. DJ, I need the German version.
I want the German version. And then you can push the monitor aside like the guy did at every week at Carol's when he sang.
There you go.
Hungry like, or not hungry like a wolf. What the hell did he sing? The I'm a cowboy on the steel horse I ride. Wanted dead or alive.
Yeah. No, my bucket list is that guy.
You should be that guy. That's everybody's bucket list. Let me tell you. The epitome of cool was the guy with the wolf t-shirt, the stonewashed jeans, who would sing Wanted Dead or Alive at karaoke at Carol's every week. All right, we got to take a break here. The news is coming up next, and then more with pop-up video. I can feel something inside me say, I really don't think you're strong enough, no. Yeah. Do you believe in life after all? All right. 224 area code requested share for some ungodly reason for Triple Play Thursday.
Here.
All right, welcome back to the show, everybody. Nick DiGilio here, and Steve Grzanich at 5 with the opening bell, and Steve Cochran at 6, live from the Trickster's Gallery in Schaumburg. The Allstate Hometown Voices tour continues. 312-981-7200, talk and text, and we are in the middle of a glorious battle between myself and Esmeralda Leon. Going at it with the VH1 pop-up video. I am leading 4-3. That's the current score. Nick 4, Esmeralda 3. Skip Skipley is back. He retired 5 minutes ago, but he's back now.
Hey, everybody.
Welcome back from your retirement, Skip Skipley.
Appreciate it.
Were you able to get at least a little bit of shuffleboard in with Bob Eubanks?
Just a tad.
Okay.
He cheats.
Yeah, I'm not surprised by that. All right, Skip Skipley, where were we now?
We are on a new card.
Oh.
It is Esmeralda's turn.
Okay. All right, Dave Ennett, turn up your radio.
Because Dave Ennett, you're about to hear Boys to Men, I'll Make Love to You.
Oh, boy. All right.
That's fantastic.
Okay. I even shut my door because I was like, this is embarrassing.
Yeah, normally she's in here with me.
Right.
But she's doing she's doing traffic for the opening bell this morning because of the remote. So normally she's in here with me and I get to see it live right in front of my face when she sings, but now she's still in the traffic department and you close the door. So, all right, Dave Ennett, this is for you.
All right. I'll make love to you. How you want me to? And wait, any day and night, maybe. Oh yeah, all through the night, I'll make love to you when you want me to, and I'll hold you tight, baby, all through the night. There you go.
That's fantastic.
There's a little bit of a repeat there.
That was fantastic.
That's good.
Veronica, are you enjoying this?
Note to self, don't ever volunteer to fill in for Esmeralda.
All right.
Woo!
And, of course, the alley cats are going wild right now.
Yeah. They're just like, where did it go? We don't know. They're confused right now because they didn't see me.
Do you leave your radio on for Smokey while you're out?
No.
Oh, okay. Because when I had cats, I did.
No.
Because they like to hear my voice.
No, I will say this, that she hates Lady Gaga because I would sing it and she would come at me. Like, she would come at my face and just, like, paw at me.
Because you were singing Lady Gaga specifically?
Yeah, I would sing something else and she wouldn't care. But for some reason, Lady Gaga, I remember being in the shower and she came into the shower and I can see her. She's trying to paw at me. I'm like, really? Really,
wow.
You hate this so much?
Well, your cat's got good taste. All right. What's next, Skip Skipley? And welcome back from retirement.
Thank you very much.
All right.
So in this video.
What happened?
It involves a young man who is pursuing a woman. What does the admirer send the woman in the video?
There's no possible way what does he send her? What does the admirer send a woman in the video?
Correct.
I don't know. Flowers.
That is incorrect. A love letter.
Oh. Oh, did you know that, Esmeralda?
No.
I know nothing about
Although
this video.
Now that he says it, I'm like, oh, yeah, I think it's, yeah.
All right.
I believe that is the last question related to the video, if it's any cancellation.
All right, good.
Esmeralda, this song became a number one hit, and it replaced the Boyz II Men other number one hit, End of the Road. End of the Road was featured in what Eddie Murphy movie?
Boomerang.
That is correct.
Very good. Esmeralda now has the lead. 5-4. Okay.
Boyz II Men was discovered by Michael Bivins, the vocalist for New Edition, and what other band?
Bell Biv DeVoe.
That is correct.
Okay. See, I knew that, and I knew the Boomerang. You know what other song is featured in Boomerang soundtrack, Esmeralda?
What's that?
I'd Die Without You by PM Dawn.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
We are in the extra credit portions of things.
Oh, no.
Oh, yes. All right. I Want You to Want Me appeared on what live Cheap Trick album, Esmeralda?
Live at Budokan?
That is correct.
If you would have got that wrong, Esmeralda, you would never be allowed back on this show again.
Oh, man.
Veronica, am I not right? Am I not speaking the truth on that?
That is another album that you must have owned.
Yep, exactly
right. Be part of the rock club.
Exactly right.
Mr. DiGilio.
What happened?
This is a multiple choice question.
Okay.
In what movie about Beethoven do love letters play a crucial role?
And it's multiple choice?
Multiple choice. Do you need multiple choice?
It's the Gary Oldman movie. Go ahead.
Your choices are A Symphony of Love, Beethoven's Fifth, Il Postino, or Immortal Beloved.
It's Immortal Beloved.
Immortal Beloved is correct.
Il Postino. Wait, that's not the Kevin Costner.
No, that's Postman.
One.
Il Postino.
Oh, okay.
No, there's not. Il Postino with Kevin Costner. Can I ask a question? Why was there a Cheap Trick? I Want You to Want Me.
I Want You to Want Me. Love to you.
Is that a lyric in the song?
I think it's just they're very similar.
Oh, I see.
You know.
All right. About love.
About
I was like, well, I just trying to figure out. I couldn't figure out why Cheap Trick would be mentioned.
Right.
With the New Edition. Or who the hell are we? This is
Boyz II Men.
Esmeralda.
Yes.
Which Australian band is known for their active political support of Aboriginal land rights? Which Australian band is known for their active political support of Aboriginal land rights?
There aren't very many Australian bands.
I don't think they're Australian though. Darn, who does that Down Under song?
That's Men at Work.
It is not Men at Work.
It's not Men at Work.
No, it's Midnight Oil.
Oh, yeah.
With the big, tall, bald guy.
Right. I was thinking for some reason Chumbawamba. Because they're anarchists. Yes. So I would think maybe they would.
I didn't see that.
Why was that on there?
See here, what was the
Midnight
the
Oil?
Corresponding question was about Boomerang.
Boomerang. Okay, Australia.
Ah, yes. All right,
okay.
There you go.
All right.
Last question on this card.
Should have been a Mad Max question.
Because they can travel into the future.
Right.
What is the name of the Jewish ceremony that celebrates the transition of boys to men?
Bris.
No.
Oh, what?
Oh, no! That's a circumcision! Oh, come on. How did I come on? Oh,
I thought you were going to get caught up because there's the one or the other. There's the male-female.
It's bar mitzvah.
That is correct.
For God's sake, I said bris. I said bris. That would be very uncomfortable. You know, yeah. All right. That was, you know why, you know why it popped into my head?
Why is that?
Seinfeld. Hmm. Seriously, Seinfeld, because it was, you know, as soon as you said ceremony, I was like, oh, the Briss episode. That episode was funny. Oh, man. All right, we're tied at six.
Dun, dun, dun.
Yes.
That's right.
We now go to one of Nick DiGilio's all-time favorites.
Uh-oh.
Bobby McFerrin's Don't Worry, Be Happy.
No, 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 no. And I got to sing this?
You are. You're up.
Oh, man. Oh, God, I hate this song more than anything in the world. All right. Let me tell you about a song I wrote, and you can sing it note for note. Don't worry. Be happy.
It's like the Cookie Monster.
You know more than I do. I was just thinking the chorus. Dang.
That's the beginning of the song. I don't know.
Beginning of the song, you're
That's about as much as I heard before I changed the station desperately every time that piece of crap came on the radio, which was every 5 seconds.
Hey, don't worry. Be happy.
Yeah, God.
One last question before weather and traffic. Uh-huh. Esmeralda. Mm-hmm. What comic film star appears in this video?
Robin Williams.
That is correct.
You know, the best thing about Don't Worry, Be Happy was it got a great lyric out of Public Enemy in Fight the Power, which is, Don't Worry, Be Happy was a number one jam. Damn, if I say it, you can slap me right here. That's right, man.
Okay.
That's right. I can't say what's next in the song because we'd be beeped, but all right. All right, Don't Worry, Be Happy is what our questions are about. Oh, God. Okay. Just like Jesse James. Yeah. You're 224 area code wanted to hear Just Like Jesse James by Cher. What the hell is that? All right.
I feel like I need penicillin now.
I'm with you, Veronica. Let's get. Can we get the Frampton back on? All right. Nick DiGilio here on 720 WGN. And we are in the middle of playing a very hotly contested version of pop-up video with me and Esmeralda. And we are tied at seven. Tied at seven. Oh, it's look at Skip. Skipley is back.
Hey.
From his retirement again. You retired for four minutes.
Yep.
Wow, and you're back. Thank you for coming back from your retirement.
I'm happy to be here.
Okay. Skip Lee, what do we got?
It is back to you, Mr. DiGilio.
Yeah.
What prop does Bobby McFerrin have in his mouth in this video?
What prop does Bobby McFerrin have in his mouth in the video?
Yes.
A harmonica.
That is incorrect. He is have us a pipe.
A pipe.
A pipe.
Okay.
A distinguished pipe, I guess.
Yeah. Well, you know, I mean, this is a video that I would watch all the time, considering I hate the song so much and Robin Williams is in it. I couldn't change the channel fast enough when that thing came on. So it was a pipe he had.
He had a pipe.
Okay.
Esmeralda, mm-hmm. Papa Video's throwing us a curveball here.
Oh.
They'd like you to whistle the song's tune.
Oh, boy.
Have you ever gotten a cab ever?
Whistle that cut. They leave my whistling skills alone. Try not to blow out the mic.
Are we giving her a point for that?
Well, I mean, she did it.
Okay, she did it. Almost.
Dogs heard that.
Yeah.
So that
you got
loud.
The cat. You got the cats when you sing and the dogs when you whistle. I see. All right. All pets are covered.
We have transitioned to the extra credit portion of things.
Oh, goody.
Mr. DiGilio.
What?
Happy is a character in what award-winning Arthur Miller play?
Happy is in...
Happy is Death of a Salesman. That is correct. Esmeralda.
Mm-hmm.
What Robin promised you champagne wishes and caviar dreams?
Leech.
Robin Leech.
Good, you got that one quick, Esmeralda. Yeah. I'm Robin Leech.
Yeah.
Mr. DiGilio.
Yes.
What Bobby challenged tennis star Billie Jean King to an intergender match?
Riggs.
Bobby Riggs is correct. Yeah. Esmeralda, this is multiple choice. Painter James Whistler is famous for a portrait of what family member?
His mother.
That is correct.
Did you say that was multiple choice?
That was multiple
choice. Come on, really? All right. What were the other choices? Sister, brother, uncle? What?
Yep, pretty much. Father, sister, niece.
So stupid. I love that painting, Whistler's niece. All right. No way. We're moving on to another card now?
We are moving on to another card.
Oh, here we go. By the way, 10-9, Esmeralda's in the lead.
There we go. We'll see. Oh, yeah.
Now, Esmeralda gets this first question.
She does.
All right.
And it would be to sing MC Hammer's You Can't Touch This.
Okay.
All right, Dave Bennett, listen up.
Oh, man. Hold on. Oh. Makes me say, oh, my Lord, thank you for trusting me. Or no, wait, with giving me 2 front feet.
Do you want to whistle it instead?
Oh, can't touch this. Come on. That was good.
Welcome back. It's so good to have you back.
2 front feet.
Yeah, isn't that what he says?
I don't know.
Two
he says
something, or maybe 2 dancing feet.
2 front
you
feet.
You thank God.
I understand that.
Because he dances.
All right. What?
Or thank you for trusting me?
Maybe that's what it is. Not 2 front feet.
2 hype feet.
2 hype feet.
Oh, thank hype.
Yeah.
Hype. All right.
Thank you for blessing me with a mind to rhyme and 2 hype feet.
All right.
Mr. DiGilio.
What?
You Can't Touch This takes its riff from what Rick James song?
Super Freak.
That is correct.
Okay.
Esmeralda.
Yes.
What's Hammer's real name? His first name. His real first name.
Oh. Oh, I don't know this. This is going back to the thing where we had to guess the names of the people now.
Oh, yeah.
This is all I'm thinking of.
Yeah.
I'm going to go with... I'm going to go simple, Michael.
That is incorrect. Hammer's first name is Stanley.
Oh.
I didn't know that.
Okay.
I didn't know
I was
that.
Almost going to say Gordon.
Okay. All right.
Mr. DiGilio.
Yeah?
What was the name of MC Hammer's superhero alter ego on his Saturday morning cartoon show?
Come on!
Oh, my God. What? I don't even know
Come
that.
On! Is it multiple choice?
Nope.
Oh, come on! Whistler's mother was multiple choice? And this isn't? I don't know, Hammer Man.
Oh, man, get out of town. You are correct.
Well, that shows you how uncreative they were.
Yeah. I mean, that's the first stupid thing that popped into my head.
All right.
All right.
All right. We are in
we're
the extra,
tied at 11. Yeah, tied
so
at 11,
the extra
by the way.
Credit will kind of blow through these because we're running low on time.
All right.
Esmeralda, another curveball from Papa Video here. You have to dance the Hammer Time dance.
There's a camera in there so we can see you. All right.
Hey, I'm doing it. See, I'll turn on the mic because I'll do the O's. Oh, 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 oh.
She did it. She did it. She gets the point. You're very, very good, Esmeralda.
Thank you.
You got two front feet. You know, all right, one more question, and this will be it.
All right. The emblem on the flag of the USSR consisted of a hammer and what?
Sickle.
That is correct.
All right. We tied again, Esmeralda.
That's because we're both so amazing.
That's exactly right.